Units 4 to 6, Communication Review, page 53. 3. Stressed out. A. Listen to Andrew Phillips talking about stress. What is the main topic of his talk? Check the correct answer.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. I know that you're all busy studying for finals and finishing your projects. I hope coming here so early this morning hasn't been too stressful for you. I'll be talking about the causes of stress for college students. Then I have some suggestions for dealing with stress. We'll end with a short relaxation activity. One cause of stress that I probably don't need to tell you about is not having enough money most of the time. This affects so much of your life on campus. Do you buy a book that you need, or do you reward yourself for all your hard work by going out for a good meal? Now, this is a pretty obvious one. Some of you may, in fact, be dealing with this already by working part-time. This leads me to another major cause of stress in students: trying to juggle going to classes, keeping up with coursework, studying for exams, and working. Some of us also try to fit in a social life. There are, of course, other causes of stress for students. You may be studying too much. You may not be getting enough physical exercise. You may not be eating the right food. So, how do you handle stress? I've got a few suggestions. First, find a physical activity that you enjoy and make time for it. For example, playing tennis, going for a walk, swimming, anything that gets you moving. Secondly, organize your time and set reasonable goals that can be accomplished. Third, don't make unnecessary appointments or impossible deadlines. Learn to say no. Number four, make time to relax. Create opportunities when you can relax your entire mind and body. Time to just chill out. 5. Eat breakfast and try to space your meals evenly throughout the day. Don't drink too much coffee. And 6. Learn to develop a sense of humor about yourself and your problems. Now, we're going to try that relaxation activity.